Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Here, Bird Show.
When our producer, Messy Mikey, was telling us yesterday in a post-show meeting about this one store, I was floored. I was floored. In 2025, when we are so politically correct and we are so aware of like women's sizes being accurate from one store to the other and not body shaming, how is this one store a store and how is it so popular?
Well, the name of the establishment is Brandy Melville. And is that like a, you guys have heard of that a lot?
You were the first time I've heard of it.
The first time I heard of Brandy Melville, I was studying abroad in college. And I remember I think this is like an American brand. And my two friends that I was rooming with was like, oh my God, there's a Brandy Melville in Madrid. We have to go to Brandy Melville. And I walk in, I'm like, this is Baby Gap for women because it's only one size fits all. And it's not like, oh, everything must be accommodating for all sizes. It's accommodating for one size and that size is teeny tiny.
Yeah, I thought it was only one size. Turns out there's two sizes, extra small and small.
Is that true?
There's extra small and small in this store.
And they're labeled that way?
Yeah, extra small and small. And my girlfriend says it's hard for her to shop. If we go to Target, she has to go to like the kids section. So this store is perfect for her. She's obsessed with it. Quite a little controversial store though. And I told you guys yesterday, I guess it's the Paris location. The doorway is like as skinny as you've ever seen. It's become like a meme is like at the Brandy Melville door because it is like even someone that shops there has to like kind of turn sideways to fit in the door. But we went to Chicago this past weekend. Here's some background information. She has been wanting to go to China because they opened a huge Brandy Melville in China. Instead,
There are other reasons to go to China.
Nope. Brandy Melville and back.
All right.
Instead,
through the Great Wall. We want to see Brandy Melville.
Instead, I took her to Brandy Melville and I took her to Chinatown. So that's a
close
lot cheaper
enough
trip. Yeah.
In Chicago.
Yeah, pretty good.
So how is this store like a thing? And how is it not getting a whole bunch of in this in 2025? I guess, if you want to argue both sides, there are women's plus size stores, right? Just mm-hmm. for plus size. So logically, it would make sense that there would be stores that would only cater to small and extra small. But the wrath of political correctness on that, you can't, it's mind-boggling.
Well, you do have petite sections in stores, especially for those who are shorter. I don't know how, Bert, you and I missed this, but last year there was a documentary and it's called Brandy Hellville and the Cult of Fast Fashion.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they've been getting crap for quite some time.
They have. Yeah.
Basically, also, if you thought Abercrombie was bad, this is like Abercrombie's drunk scary uncle.
You have to also wonder, like, they have the fabric, they have the factories, why can't they make another size?
Yeah,
it's something very calculated over there. But, okay, so I went to the store, most chaotic place I've ever been on Earth. I've never been in a more jam-packed place in my life.
All these skinny little people running around.
It was an army of these tiny little ladies.
Everyone's got low blood sugar. So much models.
Here, have an orange juice.
It was scary. The line was out the door, and it just like twist and turn throughout the whole store. So it was basically like a moving assembly line to see each piece of clothing. And
they weigh you before you can check out.
Yeah. No, but I walked in there. I guess I don't fit the beauty standard because I was getting dirty looks. So I walked back out and sat with a sea of dejected and sad husbands, boyfriends, and dads just sitting there just dying. Yeah, dying inside.
You know the Brandy Melville body shaming is bad when Mikey is not skinny enough for something.
Right? Seriously. And as a guy that's 5'4", I gotta wonder, is there a guy section?
Oh, you might fit.
I might have to start going, man. All right, Kristen. the latest chapter with Jimmy, your toddler.
Okay, so here's the deal. I've been documenting over the last couple of weeks all the tantrums my sweet little now four-year-old has thrown and the reasons behind them. So all parents of toddlers, you know that those little brains are developing so fast and these little emotional terrorists can be so unreasonable and they get thrown off the littlest things. They fly off the handle over the littlest things.
Fixated on things.
Oh, man. And the tantrums. So there was no terrible twos for us. We did have a three-nager, and now I don't know what's going on here in the beginning of the fours, but he is, defiant isn't the right word, but he's very particular and gets thrown very easily and is just, he's stubborn as a mule, all right? So I'm going to give you the list that I have of why he has lost his S. And if you would like to share what caused your toddler to go into a tizzy, 1-855-BIRCHOW, 855-237-8746. We have done this before. Misery loves company. So come on. Like Chapel Rowan says, every parent looks dead in the eyes. And this is why.
1-855-BIRCHOW. When we come back after spring vacation break, we should do who had the temper tantrum again, your toddler or your husband. And then we have to try to guess.
All right, so he threw a massive tantrum the other day because I peed before him. Seems reasonable.
Oh, really?
Yes, yes. I went to the we got home. I had to go so bad. Uh-huh. I went to pee, and he is standing at the door sobbing, crying because I had the audacity to pee before him. And, yeah, and then I had the audacity to wash my hands before him.
What?
And I'm trying to explain that, well, when you use the potty, you wash your hands. And I went to the potty and I need to wash my hands. This kid was inconsolable that I peed before him and I washed my hands before him.
I know you're one of these parents that likes to reason and listen to your kids. So does he have a reason why he is feeling the way he is about you going first?
That's the thing. A lot of times there isn't a reason. There's no logic here, right? Because their little brains are there's no logic and you can't reason with them. So I got to the point because I was getting so frustrated and I'm like, listen, kid, life's not fair. You can't always get what you want.
There you go.
Sometimes you're going to have to pee second, and that's just the way it goes.
Here is Julie totally feeling you. Good morning, Julie. But our phones suck. So.
Oh, no. Her toddler took her out.
Yeah, I know, right? Again, you'll see a theme here. I got in the shower before him.
Oh.
So he and I will sometimes take showers together. So this time, you gotta pick and choose your battles, friends. I actually, sopping wet, got out of the shower. So he could get in the shower. Mm-hmm. So he could get in the shower first. And then I got back in the shower. This one, you want to go ahead and take Kim?
I'm going to try.
Okay.
Hey, Kim. Good morning.
Hey there. Good morning.
Good morning. Okay. Your toddler had a temper tantrum over what?
Over poop. He did not like that we decided to flush his poop while he was sleeping.
Oh, yeah.
Were you supposed to do save it? Yeah. Or he wanted to be responsible?
Apparently.
Kim.
Yeah, he got up, you know, in the middle of the night, needed to go. And so then he had to get back in bed. And then he was like, wait, no, don't flush my poop.
Yeah, so Kim, you know, as a mother of a toddler, that I ask about everything. When he goes pee, I go, do you want to flush the toilet or do you want mama to flush the toilet? Like, because I'm trying to prevent a tantrum. Like, if he tells me, like, I want to. And then I make sure, because I don't want to do anything that's going to set this kid off because he's like a little freaking time bomb.
You knew we'd get calls on this.
Yes.
Hey, Nicole, good morning. You were on the Burt Show.
Good morning. My toddler got very mad at me yesterday because I drank all the water out of my water bottle and he didn't get any, even though his cup was full.
Yeah.
Because even though his cup was full is the key. Thank you.
We were on the way home from his baseball game or baseball practice. I can't remember which one. And I was having a talk with him about not playing in the dirt during baseball practice or your baseball game, that you got to focus. You know, you got to be baseball ready. He got so upset with me. He said I was the meanest mommy in the whole wide world, and he was never going to play with me again.
They are very black and white, man. They want to retire from everything that doesn't go well.
Mama, you are so mean, but I want to play with the dirt. And I go, Bubba, I know you want to play with the dirt, and you can do that after the game. I'm never playing with you again.
Hey, Kate, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thank you.
So my toddler's whole little thing is his tantrum is over the fact that his knees are stuck to his legs.
wait, you're going to have to do a play-by-play on this. How did we discover this and when?
When we figured out that it's now time for shorts weather.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, my knees. And I said, no, it's their shorts. No, my knees are stuck to my legs. There's no reasoning with that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kate.
This is what we're talking about, Bert. There's no logic here.
I get it.
This just happened the other day. So he went to a birthday party. They had a balloon artist, and he got a balloon animal, and it popped on the way home. So he was obvious. That makes sense. He was upset. But the remnants of said balloon were on the counter. And I went and I threw the remnants of the balloon away. And he was upset with me because he wanted to throw the balloon away.
They want to be in control of their lives, Kristen.
So this is what I did, right? Again, pick and choose your battles. I'm like, I'm not. So I go and I open the trash bin and I pull out. Obviously, I've been watching Bluey because I just called it a bin. I pull out the remnants of the balloon and I hand it to him so he can throw it away. So he threw it away, but then he got mad that it was my foot on the trash can pedal and not his because he wanted to push the pedal on the trash can. I can't win!
Hey, Ani, good morning. You're on the Bert Show.
Good morning. My toddler lost his mess because he had a Capri Sun in his hand and there was one on the dresser and I didn't give him the one on the dresser instead of what was in his hand.
Yep. Because that one on the dresser, man, it tastes better than the one that's in his hand.
It's a special one.
Prime Real Estate, one more. Emily, good morning. Your toddler freaked out over what?
I just want to preface this by saying she is the middle child. She got mad that the drive-thru at Chick-fil-A was not moving fast enough, and she started cussing at them.
I'm right there with her. I had that tantrum yesterday.
It's the Bert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I do think this is going to fall into the same category here, Abby. When you complain about something over and over and over again, yet you continue to do that thing over and over again, you have to start to ask yourself, do I really dislike it or not? Why am I still connected?
I may have internalized Tampa-phobia because I could absolutely avoid Tampa if I needed to. But I feel like I've been going recently because there's been so much happening in my family. I feel like in the last 2-3 years, we have had more major milestones in this family than the last 25 years combined. My cousin got married. My brother just got engaged. My cousin's pregnant. So, of course, there's like 15 parties for that. There's the gender reveal and then the baby shower. And then she's going to have the baby. And then, of course, my brother's engagement. So I've been in Tampa like once a month. And it's well documented that this is a city that I just don't gel with.
Look,
I
feel you're not even calling it Trampa anymore. Oh, you're calling it by its proper name, Tampa.
You're finally warming up to it.
Well, I'm trying to show it some respect, a little decorum, so it'll show me some respect back. Because I've felt very disrespected by this city for the last 30 years of my life.
Is it just a grittier city than you like?
No, Tampa's not even gritty. No, it's not. Tampa is so clean because there's nobody down there. Nobody goes out. There's nothing to do. It's just a beautiful, clean city with a lot of Florida men wrangling alligators and then a big bridge that takes you to the better city about 30 miles away.
Oh, okay.
Tampa and I there's just something about that city that just does not sit well with my spirit. I feel like every time I go down there, something nefarious happens. And I've just decided that that city and I are just going to have to agree to disagree that we are not right for each other. But I've had, again, because of all these family events, have had to go down for like the last, couple of months, once a month. So as I'm sitting in the airport and my flight to Trampa is delayed, because of course it is, I'm sitting with my therapist, Dr. GPT, and I'm sitting there, trying to think of how I'm going to make the most of this weekend. And I asked Dr. GPT, what are some ways I can do to have a better attitude going into the weekend for the city that I've had some, less than stellar memories with, despite really trying to enjoy the city of Trampa. And Dr. GPT gave me some advice that I figured I would try and exercise as I go into that specific weekend. So Dr. GPT said, for every negative thought you have about the city of Tampa, why don't you try and think of something positive to counteract it? So at the very least, you can walk into the weekend with a neutral stance on the city.
And this is going to be great advice for anybody that has a relationship with, like, we all have a city, right? Mm-hmm. For you, it's Tampa. For me, it's Cincinnati. For you?
Los Angeles.
Okay.
Miami.
Okay.
Washington, D.C.
Okay. Bart's got a bunch of them.
But you got a roster.
where most of the population is truly fake.
So, yeah, you know, Cincinnati. They so fake in Cincinnati.
Yours is different than mine. Your cause is different than mine.
What's your beef with Cincinnati?
And that's where my dating anti-crisis is from.
By proxy. You hate a city by proxy.
I do. And it was just, it wasn't... I learned a lot about myself in the year and a half I lived there, okay?
I just didn't know if, like, Skyline Chili had done you wrong.
No. Even though I'm a gold star girl, not a Skyline girl. But no, we all have that city. And so for you, it's Tampa. Mm-hmm. I think we can all apply this. Anybody listening can apply it to whatever city you loathe.
So the next time you're in Cincinnati, Bert, for the next time you're in Miami, LA, Washington, D.C.
we can just shorten the list to LA. That's the one I really
okay,
love.
LA. Okay, then you can use this as a way to walk into the city with a neutral mindset. So here's the list that I made as I'm sitting in the airport waiting for my flight to board. The first thing I wrote down was that I was dreading flying into the Tampa airport because, in my opinion, Tampa is a part of the top 10 list of the worst airports in the country. I do not like that airport. Something always goes wrong. My flight always gets delayed. Even if there's beautiful weather out, they always say there's something going on with the weather. And then I'm stuck in Terminal E. If you don't know how the Tampa airport is laid out, you go to, like, the main hub, you go to, like, the main hive, and then you have to take a tram to your terminal. So you're stuck in that terminal. It's not like Atlanta, where if you want to, like, wander around, you can wander around. You are stuck there. You go through security, you are in Terminal E. So then as I'm sitting there thinking about Terminal E and flying into gate E64, because that's the one that I'm always flying into, I think they do have a great snack selection. Mm-hmm. So when I'm sitting there for my flight delay, I do, you know, I get to have my Swedish fish. They have a really great gluten-free snickerdoodle cookie. And I'm like, you know what? I can get that on the way home and it'll be great. The next thing I came up with was that in Tampa, there is absolutely nothing to do in terms of activities. And then I'm like, well, you know what? Every time I go there, I'm very productive because there's nothing to do. So anytime I have free time and I'm not with my family, I get on my laptop, start editing the podcast. I get stuff done before I even get back to Atlanta.
It's got two major sports teams. It's got the Buccaneers and the Rays, and three, the Lightning. What are you talking about? There's nothing to do.
You know how expensive those Lightning tickets are? And the Rays play in St. Pete, which to me doesn't count. And then the Bucks, okay, I'll give you that.
They have Busch Gardens.
Yeah. Which you have to pay a lot of. It's like saying Orlando has Disney World.
Hey, and the Henry B. Plant Museum.
Well, which is where my brother proposed. Love that place. The next thing, which really gets me fired up, because my favorite thing to do is go out to dinner and, like, make a fun reservation. Their best restaurant, like their Michelin rated restaurant in Tampa, could be compared to the worst restaurant in ATL. Like, that's how horrible of an experience it was. Like, I was talking with my mom, and I'm so glad she confessed this, because, like, I thought I was just being a hater. I'm like, this is a Michelin rated restaurant, and I thought it was awful. And the pro side of that is that I always leave skinny. And the last thing that I came up with on my list of Tampa things to feel a little bit more neutral is that the best part about Tampa is the city next to it, St. Pete. But then that feeling when you get to leave Tampa and going to St. Pete, there is nothing better than that.
It is on your S list and it is never getting off.
It's never getting off.
This is The Bert Show.
I'm concerned, I'm impressed, and I felt so satisfied yesterday. I don't know how long I've been in this relationship with Instagram. I'm not exactly sure what year I joined, but it yesterday proved to me in the most fulfilling and concerning ways that it knows me better than anyone else in the world. And I'll tell you how I know this. And I don't know if you guys have ever, this is the first time this magical time has ever happened to me. This magical and dysfunctional time has ever happened to me. So after we do the show, I just need a breather, man. We've been talking 4.5, 5 hours. And I just need to defrag for a couple of minutes. So I go downstairs where I know everybody will leave me alone. I can eat my breakfast / lunch, but I'm only down there for 10 minutes, right? So usually when I'm doing that, I just do some mindless scrolling. I like this video. It makes me chuckle. This one I have no interest in, so I just go by that one. You know, same thing you do, right? For 10 minutes yesterday, every single video that Instagram suggested in my reel was gold, and I couldn't get out of the algorithm current.
Like giddy gold?
Giddy gold.
Yay.
Really giddy gold. I sent Amanda so many reels because they were all so perfect. Like, it knew me perfectly. There was one about ADHD where there's a girl doing everything that she's not supposed to be doing just a couple of seconds before the directions are telling her what to do, and she's already messed it up. There's another one here of... have you guys seen the challenge of a married couple that's looking right into the camera, and it's the "this is my current wife and I" challenge? So they're married, and he says "my current wife and I," and then before he can say anything, she like reacts to it. This woman throat chopped him.
Yeah.
And that was only like the second one, but the way she did it was so funny, and it was 10 minutes of pure escape, and every single one was more gold than the other one, and I felt so concerned but so satisfied at the same time.
It's a milestone for you and Instagram and your relationship. Yes. Instagram finally gets you.
It really does, like 100%, because generally if you're scrolling for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, an hour, you don't watch all of them. You watch one, and then you watch 2 seconds of the other one, and you realize, this is not for me, and you scroll to the next one. Not on this day.
Aw, it only took 13 years. I looked it up. You joined in April of 2012.
Well, we are a team. We are a team now. All right, so for those of you that find yourself with less and less patience these days, Cassie has a cure for you, but you might not like it.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting, as the, you know, chief digital officer, the person who like over all the social media, that I'm going to be making this recommendation. But I noticed recently I've had zero patience, right? My bucket for my patience or levels are very low. And yes, I have a lot going on in my life. So I'm giving myself some grace, but it's something I wanted to work on because it's not helpful for anyone. And it's especially not helpful when you live with 2 kids, 5 and under in an RV.
Well, let's just stop there for just 1 second, okay? Because I know you are giving yourself some credit, but let's give you even more credit. What you have gone through the last couple of years here, and it seems to be peaking right now of stress, the fact that you don't have any patience makes 100% perfect sense. And to me, this is the last time you should, I mean, the last, this is the worst timing to try to better yourself when it comes to patience, because it's not possible.
It is a bad time, but I do think there's a fix. And unfortunately, I was having this conversation with my sister the other day. When you are a parent, and you guys know this, you don't really have time to do that. Like, your kids, they care about you, but they don't care what's going on in your life, and they don't understand. So all they see is maybe mom's a little more impatient than normal. And it's not like I'm yelling at them or anything, but I find myself like getting frustrated very quickly, and I don't like that. And it's not anyone in my family. Well, it's not my husband or my kids' fault, right? And I don't want, it's no one's fault really. And it's just something I don't want to do around my family. So whenever I have an issue that I'm like, I got to look at it and see how I can fix it. And so I just have to turn off everything else and compartmentalize and deal with what's in front of me. And that's being a mom. So I realized after a little research, it's obvious, and most of people will know this, but I dug into it a little bit deeper to see if there was a scientific backing. And there is. TikTok is ruining your attention span, and yes, so are Reels. It's called like a dopamine brain, and studies have shown that it's such a reward system. Like, so you watch this good video, you get the dopamine rush, and then you hit the next one. But all it's also doing, it's not only keeping you on the apps longer, it's reinforcing shorter attention spans. And like 2024 graduates are struggling academically because of TikTok, because of those shortened attention spans. And so I was like, I wonder if I give up TikTok, which is going to be hard because I really love it. And I love it because I learned so much from it. I actually use it kind of like
it was a joke in my family. My grandfather used to sit down and literally just read encyclopedias because he liked learning. And my dad loves YouTube videos. He'll go to like Khan Academy and just watch videos. And TikTok was like my version of bite-sized digestible like information. But I'm like, I can't keep on like this. So 2 weeks ago, I stopped scrolling on TikTok and I find myself still picking it up. And for a while there, I had to enlist my husband because I'd pick up my phone to do something and find myself on Instagram Reels. And he's like, are you watching Reels? And I'm like, I
don't even know how I got here.
Yeah, I was like blacked out. I was like, what do you mean? I'm like three reels deep and I picked up my phone to use the calculator app. Like, how is this happening? And I can say now after 2 weeks, I've had a couple slip ups. My attention span is much better and my patience levels have started to refill and I'm able to handle like short stress, things that should stress me out quickly, a lot more easily.
Okay. So everything you're saying,
I know. I did not want to be the bearer of this news.
No, I literally just told you that I'm in a finally in a perfect relationship with Instagram, and now you're telling me it's unhealthy?
Well, dude, you've never had a long attention span, so you're hearing that from this.
And my husband is going to be so annoyed when I say this, because he's been talking to me about my phone usage for quite some time, right? And he's talked to me about the dopamine brain and like how they're hooking you and all this stuff, because I never signed up for TikTok. So I don't have TikTok, but I do have Instagram and I, you know, get sucked into the mommy Instagram and the reels and stuff like that.
Same thing, different font.
Yeah. And that's my love language. Like, I'm constantly sending memes and reels to people. And because it's like it's the penguin pebbling, right? Like, this is how I'm showing you my love by giving you my little like real pebbles, right? So listening to you say that about the attention span, I mean, the perfect example popped up in my head as I was in the playroom with Jimmy and we were coloring, right? And because I'm like, we need to cut back on the screen time in this house. And I need to be, you know, I think I do believe I'm a good mom, but I also think there's areas of improvement. And I think that goes for every mom, right? So I'm like, no, I'm not going to just plop the tablet in front of him, put some Blippi on and me get on my computer and do whatever. We're going to go in the playroom. We're going to sit down and we're going to color. I was in there for maybe 60 seconds and I was like, is this over? Yeah, this is so boring.
True, man.
And then I was like, no. And then I stopped myself and I'm like, I am spending quality time with my child that is like beneficial. And it was just because like my, like, again, that attention span, I wasn't getting that same dopamine hit. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, I think you're right.
I hate it.
Do you know how I've recommended to anybody that is thinking about quitting drinking, This Naked Mind is the book that you're supposed to, I mean, you will quit drinking if you read it. If you're where Cassie is right now, read Dopamine Nation. Oh my God. And it is the exact same thing. Like, you'll start to understand why you get kind of bummed out if you're not scrolling. And it has everything to do with the dopamine. It's the small chemical hits you're giving yourself. And you'll start to understand how dangerous this is for your kids also. You might just be saying that, but you don't know why you're saying it. Oh, they don't have attention spans. They're not really going out as much. This tells you in very simple terms exactly how dangerous it is and how to get off it. It's called Dopamine Nation.
You're telling all these people with a shortened attention span to read a book?
It's audio books.
Find the TikTok summary.
This is The Bert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.